From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carl Castle. The Senate returns today from its Thanksgiving recess to what many expect could be a month-long debate on a health overhaul bill. NPR's Julie Rovner has more.
The dramatic 60-39 vote a week ago Saturday was only the curtain raiser for what could be a very long and very divisive debate. All but a handful of Republicans remain adamantly opposed to the legislation to expand health insurance coverage, curb many insurance industry practices, and begin to try to slow health care spending. Meanwhile, Democrats remain divided amongst themselves over many issues in the bill, most notably whether to have a government-run public plan as one option for people to join as part of a new insurance marketplace. Other issues likely to come up include to what extent abortion funding should be banned using federal dollars and whether undocumented immigrants should be kept from receiving benefits in the new insurance exchanges. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
Today's Washington Post is reporting that one part of President Obama's new Afghanistan policy appears to be an expanded partnership with Pakistan. The newspaper says it is part of U.S. pressure on Pakistan's shaky government to do more to root out extremists along Pakistan's border with Afghanistan. Tomorrow night, the president plans to announce a new strategy for the war in Afghanistan in a speech at West Point. Michigan Democratic Senator Carl Levin, who chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, says any plan to expand significantly U.S. troop levels must show how those reinforcements will help Afghans help themselves. The holiday shopping season officially kicked off on Slack Friday. More than 85 million people are expected to shop for holiday gifts online today, also known as Cyber Monday. Daniel Carson reports.
Retailers in cyberspace aren't feeling the pinch of a sluggish economy as strongly as their shopping mall counterparts. In fact, online sales over the holidays should climb 8%.
Online is the one bright spot in retail. We're expecting that 70% of the retailers are going to see growth this year in their online sales.
Scott Silverman, executive director of Shop.org, says online shoppers spent nearly $850 million on Cyber Monday last year. He expects e-commerce to get an even bigger slice of the spending pie this year.
People see the internet as a place to find the best prices, and that's why we're seeing a lot of people shift their shopping online, and we're seeing some of the growth there.
According to a Nielsen online survey, more than a third said they'll spend half their holiday budget shopping on the web. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
Stocks are trading slightly lower this morning. The Dow is down by 11 points to 10,299. The Nasdaq Composite Index is down 8 points to 2130. This is NPR News. An ex-judge charged in an anti-mafia sweep in southwest China has committed suicide. That's according to local authorities. He was accused of taking bribes from gangsters and is one of the highest-profile officials to fall so far in the sweep. NPR's Anthony Kuhn reports from Beijing.
State media reported that 57-year-old Wu Xiaoqing waited until his jail cellmate fell asleep, then found a blind spot away from security cameras where he hanged himself using a piece of his long underwear. Wu was a high court judge in southwest Chongqing City until after his arrest in June on charges of accepting more than $500,000 in bribes from mobsters between 1998 and 2008. The official China Daily newspaper reported that two detention center police officers are under investigation in connection with Wu's death. More than 2,900 suspects have been arrested and six convicts sentenced to death so far in Chongqing's anti-organized crime drive. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
The White House plans to announce today an expanded program to battle a foreclosure crisis that shows no signs of letting up. The government wants to step up pressure on mortgage companies to do more to help people remain in their homes. Treasury spokeswoman Meg Riley says the goal is to increase the rate that troubled home loans are converted into new mortgages with lower monthly payments. Industry officials say part of the new effort will be to highlight firms that are lagging in the area. The Treasury Department is also expected to announce that it will wait until the loan modifications are permanent before paying cash incentives to mortgage companies that lower loan payments. I'm Carl Castle, NPR News, in Washington.